Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Hour number two. Folks, I want to tell you right now, if you missed any parts of hour number one, encourage you to get over there. We'll have it up for you this afternoon, and you can give it a listen. Zach Voorhees, the Google whistleblower, was with us, and we unpacked a lot of issues regarding big tech. And then Michael J. O'Neill, Landmark Legal Foundation, we unpacked the abortion case that was heard, the Texas heartbeat bill. And then we also, in addition to that, we unpacked a portion of the Second Amendment arguments that are taking place right now. Two very critical cases. There's another abortion case coming up out of Mississippi that's going to be heard at the Supreme Court. We'll get to that with Michael at a later date. But folks, it's very important that we understand, and we understand who and how to pray. We need to be very much in prayer. Our Second Amendment rights, my next segment, I'm going to tell you, there's a huge connection with that, because here in America, we have the right, uninfringed right, it's supposed to be, to keep and bear arms, so that what has happened, for example, in China, to Falun Gong, and to the Uyghurs, and to the Christians for many years, okay, they were one of the first ones that was persecuted there, doesn't happen here, because we have the ability to defend ourselves against a Marxist government should one fully attempt to take over our nation. My next guest is the director of Finding Courage. She was with us earlier this week. If you missed those interviews, I've got them up in podcast form, the full hour joined together, and you can listen to that. Today, we're going to talk about her story, and I want to welcome Kay Rubicek to the program. Kay, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me, Pastor Greg.
First of all, I just want to say what an honor that it is to have you. You are an internationally recognized producer of nonfiction and educational content for film, television, online, digital media, music, and print. You've been on NBC, Fox News, The Epic Times, The Australian, and Sunrise in Australia. You have an award-winning work as your personal experience of being arrested and thrown into a basement cell in China for human rights advocacy in 2001. Who Are China's Walking Dead is the name of that book. Your family members escaped regimes in Russia, China, and the former Czech Republic. It's an honor to know you. It's an honor to have met you, and I look forward to the day when we will peer at one another face to face.
Oh, that would be wonderful. I look forward to that too. Thank you.
Kay, welcome again. Let's talk about what your family, because for you, this fight and this battle against communism is very, very real.
It's very real. And the interesting thing, though, is that my family, they found freedom after they escaped. And they didn't want to talk about the evils of communism and the terrifying experiences that they went through under the regime, these regimes of terror. So growing up, they didn't talk to us about communism. They didn't talk to us about these things. I had to find that out myself. And my parents-in-laws that came from former Czechoslovakia, they talked about it more because they're, maybe they hadn't seen as much evil. I don't know. But You know, my family, they just, what they saw, they didn't want to repeat to anybody.
Sure.
You know, I guess like those who've gone through war, they've been, feel like they've been through hell and back. They don't want their families to relive that.
Yes.
And my family wanted to protect me from that. But then when I went to China myself, because I couldn't believe that they were persecuting a group like this Falun Gong, you know, for meditating, for, you know, spiritual, basic, very basic spiritual belief system there, very traditional Chinese spiritual belief system.
Mm-hmm.
I could not believe that they were doing that. And then when I came face to face with communism and was arrested and put into a basement cell for, essentially, all I did was hold a banner. I didn't break any law. And was I naive? Even though I'd been looking at human rights abuse and following things, I was naive because I didn't really know what communism was. I didn't realize how it twisted their minds. When I was there, the police were saying to me, trying to force me, when I was arrested, they were forcing me to sign documents, which I didn't sign, saying the CIA paid for my trip, that I was forced to be there. I was paid to be there. I mean, I was a 20-year-old young manager, professional producer, and, you know, I had a good job, and I paid my own ticket, every cent of it. My family knew where I was. And those police officers, there was, you know, more than 100 over that period of time that just came in and out. And they also, you know, they were brutal sometimes, but they also said to me, you know, Falun Gong is banned in every country. And I said, it's not. I can practice in the park, at home, anytime I want. And I just come and go. And they couldn't believe me. They didn't believe me. They have been lied to. It was astounding. And they told me, you know, I said, why was I arrested? And they said, no, you're not arrested. I said, well, let me go. But they wouldn't let me go. They wouldn't let us eat. They wouldn't let me go to the restroom for 23 hours. But they said, you did something illegal. And I said, what was that? And they said, you know, truth, compassion, tolerance, those words are illegal in China. That's what they told me. And those were the three words that I had on my banner. And that shook me. And then I started to understand a bit about what my parents had escaped. Because they escaped that, my great-grandparents escaped that in Russia. My dad was born in China. He escaped that in China. Communism followed from Soviet, from Russia over to China.
Right.
No one in China expected it to go there. And then it just grew from there. It went to the Czechoslovakia. It just grew. So it's really a, you know, when you look at it, it's a secular religion, and it's very, very dangerous. And,
yes.
The way it twists the minds of people, basically that's the basis of my book, Who Are China's Walking Dead, which is a companion book to the movie Finding Courage. It's all the interviews that didn't make it into the movie because they were just, they really show what communism does to a mind and to a country and a culture and a nation. And I don't want that to happen here or anywhere else.
Let's talk about that particular issue relative to the influence of CCP and communism here, because it seems to me, you know, people have talked about how the actions, you know, teaching hate, teaching chaos, introducing chaos into our system, as has been done, especially in the last 4 or 5 years, but even before that, it was used. These are all tools. The authoritarian approach, mandates on vaccines, you know, the separation of the vaxxed versus the unvaxxed, the vilification of certain individuals and groups. If you are pro-American and you're white and you're Christian, it seems as though now you've been placed in a category as a domestic terrorist. These seem to me to be telling signs of a nation that is being infiltrated by communist disinformation. Would you agree with that assessment?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm not saying that out of my own theory or even my own observation. The Communist Party, they, in the USA, it was in the 1960s. It was published in, you know, numerous books. It was testified in Congress, the goals of the Communist Party.
Sure.
To infiltrate the West. And that's what they've been carrying out. And you can see that, it may take shape in that list. It doesn't say anything about vaccine mandates or anything, because the environmental situation changes, and the communists really know how to utilize things that happen in society. When something happens, they take advantage of that to push their cause. And their cause is to have, communism destroy the traditions, which is what they've done in every other country. In Russia, they destroyed the beautiful Russian heritage and traditions of my family. Centuries of just beauty under Russia. And now you look at Russia, they don't even know what their culture is anymore. It's a mess. Look at China, 5,000 years of amazing, beautiful traditions in their country and nation, their culture, destroyed [S2] Yeah. [S1] Under communism. And here, by targeting the different ethnic groups and treating the white males as a ethnic group and targeting them, and basically it's divide and conquer. That's how they do it. So and they want to wipe out the traditions here and replace that with communism, and that means they destroy spirituality. We know America is founded on a belief in God. That is the fundamental part of the founding fathers. Fundamental belief of the founding fathers. You see that in all the documents from that time period. And they want to replace that, and that's what they've done in other countries. They did that in Czechoslovakia, many other places, and it's very hard for those places to recover afterwards, to replace and rebuild a tradition, and once it's been destroyed. So that's my biggest concern. Is yes, they'll push vaccine mandates and any kind of things to create hate and division, and have one group fight the other, thinking they'll win. But in the end, everyone loses. So we have to hold true to the traditions.
Well, and you mentioned the 45 goals of the Communist Party, which was entered into Congress in 1963. And, of course, that came from extensive research and undercover work done by Cleon Skousen, who was a former FBI. And he came out and wrote a book, and it's called The Naked Communist. And I really, folks, I encourage you, there's no remuneration for Pastor Greg in this, but my goodness, folks, if you've not read The Naked Communist, Exposing Communism and Restoring Freedom, this is critical. It was updated in 2017, and I really... if you want to know and why it's so critically important, and they mention in here, you mentioned the goals. 44 of the 45 goals have been achieved by the communists. Yeah. You know, when I was a kid growing up, okay, well, first of all, let me tell you this. I was a Russian linguist during the Cold War, okay? A United States Air Force Russian linguist. Our teachers were all Russian defectors. We were immersed in understanding the underbelly of communism. But I had grown up from the 60s and the 70s understanding that Russia and communism were the enemy of the United States. And it blows my mind that we have now a generation that embraces Marxism as a possible answer. Back with more Joan Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's energy factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. These are the kinds of stories, folks, that we want to get to you. You can get them if you go to ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, sign up for the daily emails. We'll get this information to you. Plus, you will also get a copy of the video delivered to your box every day so you can listen to these important messages and get this important information. But we also ask for your support. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. No, Pastor Greg is not enriched by this. The finances go to keep us on the air, to be able to allow us to continue to bring you this kind of vital information, and we need your support. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg, or you can send a good old-fashioned check to Faith Harvest Church. That's Faith Harvest Church, P.O. Box 3393, Bandera, Texas 78003. Faith Harvest Church, P.O. Box 3393, Bandera, Texas 78003. We appreciate all the support that you can send us. Kay Rubicek is my guest. She's the director of Finding Courage, but she is also a writer and a producer, and she has written her own book about her own experience of being locked up in a basement prison cell in China. Who Are China's Walking Dead, published in 2020. Kay, and of course your family's history of being working to escape from communism, first from Russia, then from China, then from the Czech Republic, a story that spans 1918 to 1986 research, which I assume is also found in your book. Talk to us about that and the important message that you want folks to get out of our segment today.
Yeah, the book came around almost backwards compared to what I would hope for. You know, what I hope for my kids is I hope that they can get the right history in the right order. But, you know, because my family didn't want to talk about communism because of the horrors that they saw and they escaped and, sure. and the wonder of the freedom that they had, you know, freedom of belief, freedom of speech, freedom to just run a business and feed their family. And they didn't want to tell us about that. So when I started investigating what happened in China and then I got in, you know, I got arrested, and then I started, you know, wondering, how is this possible? You know, my family still weren't talking about communism in a way that, you know, to explain it to me. And I started interviewing former Chinese Communist Party officials. And
interesting.
They told me, yeah, mm-hmm. they told me how it works, you know,
sure.
how the whole operations work. So from there, I came to realize what was going on, and then I really wanted, you know, I put it all together in a book. But before I could, you know, my dad was sort of the last one in my family that had lived through the communist terror, and uh-huh. he passed away before I could put all of my history together and be able to share that with him. And so everything that I learned from him along the way, you know, when I really processed everything, and he wasn't a talker, you know, so I really had to just dig and get what I could. But I put that together into this book, and what I really learned from that is our history is being rewritten. It's what the communist system does, is wipe out traditions, rewrite history, and I see that happening here.
Sure.
And, you know, with my family having to escape communism, three countries, three generations, they found freedom. I want to make sure my kids have a free place to go to.
Right.
And if our history gets rewritten, then we lose our freedom. And that's what I think is essential now, is that we know, especially with a history like this nation, you know, I love America for its foundation on the righteous principles. And that's what I think we need to maintain, get that right, and not let that be rewritten. So that's really essentially my book is about what communism does to a country, a nation, and a mind. And the important, the hope is that we know that now, and that we
well, and that was and not to interrupt you, but that was one of the things, you know, when you think about Nazi Germany and what they did. Goebbels said, you know, if we can capture the minds of the youth, then we can capture the heart of the country. You know, folks, this story, and I'm going to be talking next with Raymond Arroyo about, you know, where Christianity is and the assault on the left. And really, I keep coming back to this. The soul of our nation is what is under assault right now. What has always unified America has been the Christian faith. And now we're told that Christianity is bad. Christians are bad. Christians have always been bad. Christians have been the oppressors. That couldn't be further from the truth of what biblical Christianity actually is, Kay. Biblical Christianity, you know, Dr. Terry Law, who recently passed away in 2020, led a group of evangelists into Poland, and they ended up going actually through the Polish Catholic churches at the invitation of Pope John Paul II, and led a revival that led to Lech Walesa. Lech Walesa never would have become who he was and who he became, and and overthrown communism in Poland if it hadn't been for a Christian revival. And if we don't do that here in this country again, no one's going to be free. That's my issue in my mind of what true biblical Christianity will do. Kay Rubicek is our guest again. Kay, thanks for being here again with me, and I look forward to having you back again.